This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hammer that little Fauci the fraud. Yes, even more so this week than I did last week. He deserves it. A friend of mine who lives in China said the Chinese see Fauci as the fall guy. I don't know. What do you guys think? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If he isn't the fall guy, he should be the fall guy. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that little leprechaun. But we got a lot more to talk about. There's a poll. Most voters aren't buying Joe Biden's rhetoric about the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, nor do they agree with the media about last summer's, quote, mostly peaceful protest. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. Kevin Jackson's who I am. 844-551-8255. See, I've told you many things. Told you that the Democrats are illusionist. I told you that they are blatant liars to your face. That nothing, rarely anything that they does will stand the scrutiny of time, the test of time. It's all stupid stuff. And you're figuring it out. Polling, which is hardly ever in our favor per se. 44% of likely U.S. voters agree with Biden that the Capitol riot was, quote, the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. 41% disagree. 14% say they're not sure. See, that's a fake news poll. But it just goes to show you that there's no plurality of anything Biden says or does. I want you to think about that. The attack at the Capitol on January the 6th, a staged event by the Democrats, is being compared to the Civil War, a war that 600,000 men fought against each other, brother to brother, in order to free the slaves, and they say that was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. That's a little bit of hyperbole. If you don't know what that word is, look it up. Unbelievable. These people are the most racially divisive people on the planet. They want white folks to now have to sit at the back of the bus. The things that the left are doing are meant to get under your pasty white, fish belly white, alabaster, ivory soap using skin. That's what they want to do. Ooh, I'm losing my voice. If my voice goes, we may have to run a best of for the rest of this section because I'm actually losing my voice. I can feel it. Anyway, they want a reaction from you, and they hope that it's an overreaction. Because why else would you cause so much racial trouble in a country where, on balance, we have very little? Zero Hedge wrote about this. A federal appellate court last week invalidated the racial and gender preferences in Trump's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act. This man wrote racial and gender preferences in taxpayer-funded stuff. I don't know about you, but I want my money to go to the person most in need, not based on their color, sexuality, or gender. They called it unconstitutional. The Cincinnati-based Sixth Circuit of Appeals Court ruled that provisions of the law designed to grant preferences to minority-owned small restaurant owners for COVID relief violates the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection under the law. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdictions the equal protection of the laws. The specific provision struck down was part of the law's $29 billion Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Can I tell you what that is? It was reparations. It was a grant for small privately owned restaurants struggling to meet payroll and rent due to the Wu flu. Law was passed almost entirely by party line vote in March, grants priority status to restaurants that have 51% ownership or more composed of specific racial and ethnic groups as well as women. By effectively regulating struggling businesses owned by whites or males or ethnicities and nationalities excluded from a prior designation to the back of the line, the COVID relief program ruled the court by a 2-1 decision ran afoul of core constitutional guarantees. I want you to understand, there was a court in the federal appellate court. There was a justice, a judge, who didn't agree, who was cool with this racism. They say the ruling is not only constitutionally significant in its own right, but also vividly reflects broader societal debates over how race and gender categories ought to be treated when set next to class. And what it said is, we don't care about it. You got to get in line with everybody else, and we're not going to make those preferences. Smart decision. I hope they take it up to the Supreme Court. They said the parties to this case, as well as the judges involved in the ruling themselves, highlight the pervasive conflicts created by race and gender preferences. The lawsuit was brought by Jake's Bar and Grill Restaurant, jointly owned by Antonio Vitoli, who is white, and his wife, who is Hispanic. If his wife owned more than 50%, then Jake's Bar and Grill would have been eligible to receive prior treatment for a grant, since her ethnicity qualifies as socially and economically disadvantaged under the law. But because she only owned 50% and her white husband owns the other, the restaurant's application can't be considered under the SBA first process until the SBA first processes applications from restaurants entitled to priority status based on race and gender, as well as veteran. Vitoli's restaurant said to the court that the court has struggled during the pandemic. It closed on weekdays, offered to-go orders on weekends. It lost workers a considerable amount of sales. For that reason, they filed their application for a grant, etc., etc., on the first day that the SBA accepted the grants, which was May the 1st. But under the law, their application couldn't be considered until a 21-day period reserved for priority businesses elapsed. How sick is that? Just flat out sick. Kind of like what is going on with my voice. Anyway, we're going to probably run some best ofs because I am running out of steam here. My voice is just suddenly going and I'm struggling.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Correctness has its space, its place, excuse me. We all want to live in a polite society. We just have to kind of work on the levels and come to an agreement of what that actually looks like. I personally am not afraid of other people's freedom of expression. I don't use it as a weapon. It just makes me feel better, and I'm sorry if I hurt anybody, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Everything I'm supposed to say.
That may be one of the funniest clips Dave Chappelle, and he ended it with with a fart sound. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We are not politically correct. I hear people say, they'll say things like, well, Kevin, I'm not politically correct. And I go, well, good for you. I'm not either. But I have the record. I'm on record for it. I'll tell you guys a quick story. So, a buddy of mine runs a big charity, and he wanted me to come. And the person, they have a group that researches anybody coming to the event. They want to stay so far away from controversy. It's ridiculous. So he says, hey, he called me up. He says, hey, Kev, he goes, you know, got you coming to the event. He goes, I just want you to know what my team found about you. And it was almost all dominated with Fox News and you calling, you being fired from Fox and you calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, you might want to clean that up. He goes, doesn't matter to me. He goes, we're friends. I don't care. He goes, I just want you to know what we found. And I said, I wear that as a badge of honor.
He goes, really? Well, he said, I'd like to kind of get your take on it. He goes, just to understand where your head is. He goes, man, it has nothing to do with the event. You're coming, you know, want you there, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, first of all, I don't think what I said was that bad. And he goes, what is a skank? So I said, it's a woman of ill repute. You know, a kind of a dirty woman, a woman that would do what those people did, accuse you of something you didn't do, you know, that kind of thing, a person that you wouldn't trust. So he looked it up. He gave me the actual definition, and he goes, wow. He goes, that's not that bad. And I went, I know. It's not that word is no big deal. I said, you know, I could have chosen words that people would immediately recognize as bad. You know what I mean? Like the C word. But I didn't. I chose skank specifically because I happen to be a wordsmith. I'm a writer and a thinker, and I chose that word specifically. And it was spot on. They are lying skanks. So anyway, he says, but you wear it as a badge of honor. I go, yeah. I said, here's why. I said, a friend of mine who's adopted 8 black kids, a white guy, wealthy white man, was accused of being a racist by people that he thought were his friends, leftist. He's working hard within the black community. My friend, I'm talking about empowerment, building buildings there, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. This guy's he does real estate, and he's investing in the black community. He's donating to black community leaders. He is an upstanding citizen among blacks. And one day, an alderman decided to call him a racist. And this is a man that not only invested in the black community, he adopted 8 black kids and sent them to college. And they called him a racist. And he met privately with the alderman and said, why are you trying to destroy me? You know I'm none of the things that you're talking about. And the alderman looked at him and said, man, we go back a long way. And I know you mean good. He goes, but you are making too much of an impact, a positive impact in the black community. And we decided, the blacks decided, we got to take you down. We know you're not a bad man, but we got to take you down. That's a true story. So I said, I know how this game is played. And I said, the reason why he and I are friends is because I stood up for him. While everybody abandoned him, I stood up for him. And so my friend tells me a story about a friend of his who was embroiled in a controversy, guilt by association. And he says, Kevin, when I went to his office, everything was going on. His life was practically in shambles, not financially. He's a very wealthy guy. But he said his reputation was important to him. And he says, I saw him. And he goes, we saw each other and we hugged and we cried together. And I told him, I know the character of who you are, and I will support you. And the guy was so happy. And he goes, I may be one of the few people that continue to support the guy. And I was like, well, see, you're a stand-up guy. Why are we talking? Because you're a stand-up guy. You know me. You know me to be a stand-up guy. So I said, when you read something like that, knowing the definition of skank, knowing what Kavanaugh went through, understanding that what I did was, as a principled person, say, I don't believe that story. It's got way too many holes. We've gone way too far. We are now destroying the fabric of America, and particularly hurting men within this country with these stupid, specious allegations, false allegations, and I'm going to stand up. And you need to know Kevin did the right thing. So I said, if the history books say Kevin got fired from Fox because he called liars, lying skanks, I'm okay with that. It is a badge of honor for everybody out there, like my friend who's been accused of something they didn't do, for everybody out there, like your friend who was accused of something that they didn't do and they had people to stand by him, I want to be that guy. And he goes, dude, wow. He goes, man, now I know why we're friends. And I said, and that's why the people that listen to my show, that read my tweets, that read my work, that go to my movies or whatever else that I do, that's why they do it. That's why when sponsors eventually start supporting my show, and go, we want Kevin behind, they'll say that is a dude that stands on principle. That's why. And I'm not backing down. And if I could back, I could go grovel to Fox and go, I promise I'm never going to say that. Just please let me. Screw Fox. As an Italian guy said when I was coming out of a comedy club in Washington, D.C., he saw me, he recognized me. He's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? I was like, hey, man. He's like, and he looked at me. I didn't know who the dude was. And then he looks at me and he goes, man, they didn't do you right, man. And he goes, F Fox. And then his buddies were like, yeah, F Fox. And I started cracking up. I hadn't been on TV in over a year, and these guys knew me. And you know what I hear? Every time I tell somebody I got fired from Fox and I explain why, you know what they say? They go, well, what you said was true. And I go, exactly. That's why. Anyway, Dave Chappelle's talking about political correctness. What a statement he made. Good for him. That's why I consider him one of the best. We talked about Chappelle's comedy show where he talked about Juicy Smollett. And he's so, I mean, I love that clip because he's being so cleverly sarcastic as he talks about all this stuff. Yeah, I appreciate free speech and expect to be others. I don't even know. You can go back and listen to it. But I love how he did that. And then at the end, he ends it with a fart because he's saying, screw all of it. And I got to tell you, it's liberating. I can speak for myself. It's liberating to know that you stand on principle. And there are some people out there who recognize it and support you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with a group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting. Very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak. to listen to each other. And that's really what it's about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. And I think I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News. Add Texas to the list of states that is banning vaccine passports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Labor Department survey found that there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1.1 million more than were reported back in March. That on the heels of a lackluster jobs report that came out last Friday, which showed only 559,000 jobs were added in May. Over 650,000 were expected by the economists. This as the U.S. economy is starting to open up again and many employers saying they are having a hard time filling positions. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White people, you are to blame for the radical ideas, the feelings of disenfranchisement and feeling of worthlessness that the Michelle, whatever her name was, that wasn't Obama, but now new First Lady forever, Michelle Obama, feels, the angst that she feels, because her family moved from a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood, and she expected everything to be the same. She expected that life would remain as it was. Well, she moved from this black neighborhood that was full of blight and bad schools, and her mother moved her to this white neighborhood. Let me let you hear it in her own words, and we're going to dissect it.
Moved from Martin Luther King Drive to 74th and Euclid because my mom wanted us to have access to then what were better schools. But unbeknownst to us, we grew up in the period, as I write, called white flight. Yeah. That as families like ours, upstanding families like ours, you know, who were doing everything we were supposed to do and better, as we moved in, white folks moved out. Because they were afraid of what our families represented. And I always stop there when I talk about this out in the world because, you know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, you know, because
this family,
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about.
Yeah.
You were running from us and you're still running. Because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, you know, because of the texture of our hair, you know, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't even touch on the values that people bring to life. And so, yeah, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you, you know, and you can see it. You can see it all of a sudden because we grew up with friends of all races. When we first moved in, Rachel Dempsey and Susan Yacker and I, you know, you had friends of all races. We played together. There were no gang fights. There were no territorial battles. But yet, one by one, they packed their bags and they ran from us. And they left communities in shambles. So when you hear Theaster talking about those, the respect that's in community, that history that's there, especially in Chicago, especially on the South Side, we were a part of creating that history, you know. And a lot of people walked away from it. They disinvested. And when we were little, we knew that was happening.
You could feel it.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love how that other woman just kind of coaches her, you know, like leaving, you know, and being, whatever she would say that Michelle Obama would repeat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I ended the last segment talking about, she's talking about disinvestment. Well, I have a disinvestment for her. The disinvestment of her mother from this black neighborhood to this not to this other neighborhood. I don't know what this neighborhood that she left. It was a disinvestment. For the record, let's just be very clear. Whenever you leave a neighborhood, good neighborhood or bad neighborhood, let me explain something to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You've disinvested. See, that's the critical thing. You've made a decision. You say, you know what? We no longer fit over here for whatever reason. We don't like the schools. My job has moved me. I want to be closer to my job. I want to be away from the riffraff. I want to be in where I have more space. I want whatever. You make a reason to disinvest. There's no reason for anybody to make you feel guilty about disinvesting. Oh, and here's another little dirty secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. Most black people want to disinvest from black neighborhoods. Don't let them know that Kevin Jackson told you. But she's upset. She says, I grew up during white flight and these upstanding families moved in. Her family, people like her. She says, what she's saying is, look, we became my family. You're looking at the first lady forever. If they had known that I was the one moving in their neighborhood, would they have moved? Yes, they would have, Michelle. I know you think you're all that in a bag of chips. I know you think that fries come with your shake. But the fact is, those families were moving because it had nothing to do, here it comes, with you. She says, as they moved in, these upstanding families, white folks moved out, afraid of what our families represented, running from us. She's like looking, pointing her fingers at her breast, like running from us, baby, at her chest. Okay, not her breast, but her chest. Well, that's where they're housed. They were running from us. We were no different from immigrant families. Oh, strong Jay, let's all clap. Woo! Immigrant, legal immigrant families, people, not illegals. Do you think Michelle Obama feels like illegals? Like her daughters are bringing scabies into the school, refuse to learn another language, blah, blah, blah. Do you really think she wants to put that into the mix? And she says, it was easy to wash over who we were because of the color of our skin and the texture of our hair. Well, hey, let me give you some other examples of things that it could have been, Michelle. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. Thinking out loud, something high. 17. Isn't that the song by Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud? Yeah, Thinking Out Loud. I'm just thinking out loud, Michelle Obama. But maybe white folks had already planned on moving out. Maybe by the time you and your family started moving in, they had already made up their minds. And maybe it was because the element that was coming around them was becoming radical. And they said, you know what? We don't like what we're seeing, so we're going to vote with our pocketbooks and we're going to leave. That's not racist. That's just somebody saying, I don't want to raise my kids in this environment. I think that's being a good parent. Anyway, she says, I felt a sense of injustice. She felt injustice. She felt disenfranchised. She felt little, belittled, nothing. She felt as if she was nothing because families decided they wanted a change of venue. That's why. It affected her. How dare you leave when my family's coming in? What hubris? What ego? How dare you leave? A sense of injustice that you would dare leave when my family's coming in. We're better than... Do you know who I'm going to become? Well, let me just tell you who you became, Michelle Obama. You became a U.S. citizen just like everybody else. I understand that your family, your husband, finagled his way to become president, but that doesn't make him bigger and badder than anybody else. And you, as First Lady, you're just a citizen who gets a title by virtue of something your husband did. And by the way, something he did poorly. She says, friends of all races played together. Does she seem like the person who really cares about all the other races? This ethnocentric racist herself? You think she cares? Here's what she says. One by one, and this is the part I really want to focus on, folks. One by one, they packed their bags. She says, left communities in shambles. Here's what's funny about that statement. This is how stupid Michelle Obama is. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm just giving you the truth. This is how stupid this woman is. She's saying that without white people in the neighborhood, black people cannot run a successful neighborhood. The white people abandoned black folks, and so therefore black people didn't know what to do. What we gonna do? We ain't got no grocery stores. We ain't got no police presence. What are we gonna do? Hey, let me give you a hint of what you might do, Michelle. You might build strong, black, beautiful neighborhoods that respect law and order, that respect one another, that don't allow the things that are happening in your city, the South Side and the East Side, to occur, where 78 people, as the president pointed out the other day, got shot over a weekend. Three of them were killed. Mostly in black neighborhoods. Black on black crime. And you don't complain about gentrification. Go look at what Spike Lee has to say about gentrification. Spike Lee doesn't want white people moving into black neighborhoods, but Michelle Obama's complaining about white people moving out of black neighborhoods. Well, which is it, black leftists? Because I would really like to know how you want to play this game. And what a slap in the face to the beautiful black people of the past who lived in segregated neighborhoods that were the safest on the planet, that had the finest schools that catered to the black culture in a way that has never been duplicated. What a slap in the face! Black people walking around and, you know, caring for one another. I dare you to go back and look at these black families in these black neighborhoods and see how things work. Go look at the black schools and the kids that we educated. Michelle Obama's comments were a disgrace to the black community. And Kevin Jackson pointed it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bunch of pansies now playing a little kitty sports and stuff. They've ruined kitty sports. Jeff Foxworthy does a comedic set where he says the worst thing that happened to kids' sports are their parents. He says these kids just want to go out there, play, and have fun. And the parents are out there just acting a nut. I know that firsthand. My youngest son plays travel ball. Now, there's a difference between, Little League and travel ball. Little League is kids that just love, get out and play, win or lose, have a good day, a bad day. Travel ball, these kids are serious. They want to play. Some of them think they can go into the pros, and they do. I'm not saying my kid can. I'm just saying he's a serious ball player. And he may play in high school. He may play in college. But, he wants to give it his all and see how good he can become. That's what he's trying to do. And so there's a little less fun for them because when they strike out, they're mad, but they're learning all the time. I was telling my youngest son, I said, he went to hit a session of balls, and I bet you, no exaggeration, he hit 300 balls. He has to the timing of getting keeping his shoulder up and spinning around and hitting the ball and all this other stuff. So he's literally working on mechanics of how to be a ball. I told him, I said, I honestly believe you've hit more balls in one session than I hit my entire life as a little league ball player. He probably hit more balls in one training session. And God forbid, do you think I had a pitching coach or a catching coach or a coach in general? Did I have YouTube to look at the technique for picking the ball? Man, you were just, you played baseball, you went home and did your chores. That's how it was for me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And so now, you know, they got all these kids, rules for kids where, you know, they all are getting a trophy. They, you know, they don't keep score in some things. They go, no, we don't keep score. The kids go out, they play, no keeping score. Well, with that in mind, I can see why parents don't get upset, you know, if a referee does something. But why are you not keeping score? The kids know the score. They know how many times they've run around the bases or whatever, and it matters to them, but we don't keep score because nobody wants to demoralize a kid, make them feel bad. They all get their little championship ring or their little medal to put around their neck or their little rinky-dink trophy that means nothing. All my trophies when I was growing up meant something. I worked to get them. I remember getting third, second and third and punt, pass and kick, and I was mad. I so wanted gold. I wanted gold one day. I never won gold in punt, pass and kick. I always got second or third. And how much time did I practice? Not much. It was all natural athletics. Whatever I did, it was because of that. Because I didn't get any. There was no practice, man. I had chores, school chores, and I'm not going to say I didn't goof off. I fished and hunted every day. But I didn't practice. But I didn't have it. My grandparents didn't say, you want to be a professional athlete or a good athlete? You're going to practice every day and it won't get you a trainer? Are you kidding me? I'm not making excuses because I think most young black kids probably say the same thing. And to be honest with you, so would most young white kids. Most young white kids can't afford that either. They can't afford half the crap I've given to my sons and that you probably give to some of your kids. Back in the day, you know, there's a handful of people that could do it. Let me put it this way. The middle class is more capable of delivering those types of things for their kids today than at any point in history. And certainly under Donald Trump, that's the case. All of this to lead up to a story regarding lopsided scores. Story. Coach of a New York high school football program was suspended for one game for allegedly allowing his team to run up the score on a fellow undefeated opponent. Plain Edge High School coach Rob Shaver was suspended under Nassau County's lopsided scores policy. Did you even know that existed? I didn't. If you could beat somebody 100-0, you beat them 100-0. That's simple. I'm going to go on because I want to give you kind of an idea of why this is such a big deal to me. He says, his team defeated Southside High School 61-13. Shaver decided to keep his best players in the game despite being up by 35 points in the fourth quarter. Shaver told Newsday his explanation to the committee who decides on whether he should be suspended was shot down. The policy prohibits teams from winning games by more than 42 points. So he violated that by 6 points. They thought it was a mismanaged game, which my opinion is that isn't the rule. He told the newspaper it should be. You ran up the score on purpose. That's what the intent of the rule is for. Shaver added, what made me the most upset, to be honest, is listen, if the Southside coach complained and said, this guy definitely ran up the score on us, well, then they should investigate. But that's the intent of the rule. The spirit of the rule is to prevent better teams from running up on lesser teams and sportsmanship and dignity and all that stuff. I get it. That didn't happen. Southside coach Phil Ernesto told Newsday he had no problem with the score. I had no problem, no issue with how the game went. He said, I had spoken to Coach Shaver and I had no issues. Plain Edge is now the lone undefeated team in Conference 3 in Nassau County, but he's going to miss the team's final game of the season. Now, let's talk about the implications of this. lopsided score rule. It's kind of like in boxing where they say you can't fight somebody that doesn't have a number, or martial arts. You can't fight somebody that has, like, nobody's going to fight that's 20-1 is going to fight a guy that's 1-0. You know, or 2-1. They don't do it. Your records have to match. They look at the competition because they don't want anybody dying in the ring. It would be bad for the sport. So they make sure they bring in athletic, you know, commissioners, and they bring in doctors, and they will make sure they go, okay, you had any concussion, whatever. If you had a concussion, you can't fight for a certain amount of time. You have to wait. Things like this to protect the sport. And in some cases, they don't want, like I said, they don't want mismatches because it isn't even fun. It's not fun for the team. It's not fun for the fans. So they try to match things up the right way. But occasionally, you will get a team that will say, it's our first game. We want our boys to win. We know we can beat this. You know, if we're a 5A school, we know we can beat this 2A school. And so they institute this lopsided rule. So they say, you know you're overmatched. When you get to a point where your kids have gotten a workout, then stop. I don't agree with it, by the way, because here's the deal. The other coach doesn't have to accept the game. And the other coach can say to his players, listen, I've matched you up with a team that has better athletes, that have a better program, etc. The likelihood of you winning the game is pretty slim. But you know what? You're never going to get any better unless you play teams like this. I'm going to tell you right now, you could be... They could beat us 100-0. But let me tell you what I want for you. I want you to go out there and play hard at a level of competition you will likely never face again and play your hearts out and see if you can disrupt them. Have you ever had these guys that they go, our record is so bad, we're just out here to try to win the game. It's usually like you'll have a team in professional football that's got a record of 12-1 or something. And the other team is 1-13. Or 1-12. And so the team knows we're not going into the playoffs. Let's just go out there and do what we can to disrupt everything this other guy wants to do. So my question for people that like the lopsided rule would be, how do you create a scenario where you tell a kid, look, this is a no-win situation, but I want you to go in and play your hardest. Oh, you don't know where it fits? Okay, well, let me give it to you. There are men who are called into war, and a lieutenant will bring them over, or a colonel, and say, hey, this is a suicide mission. I don't expect you to survive, but we got to go get Ryan, Private Ryan, or we got to go blow up that bridge, or take that hill, or do whatever. Who's in it? You get what I'm saying? What lopsided rule does is it takes away the potential for somebody to say, I don't care if we can't win. That's what people say all the time. You're too little. You're too ugly. You're too short. You're too this. You're not smart enough. Well, you know what? Give me a chance. But you know what we're doing? We're taking that chance away. Because we don't want a lopsided rule. The other thing we take away is the rivalry. Beat me by 60 points, and it becomes my mission in life to beat you. I want to get you then. I'm like, oh, they beat us that bad. Man, I can't wait. Next year, it may not be next year, in 2 years. That's how rivalries form. That's good for kids. Boy, we take everything away from people that put that drive in your gut, and it infuriates me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.